All right, we're actually getting down close to the end here with this ministry of manifestation gifts, and we found, actually we finished that part of the study, and I want to share with you, which I put it in your study guide, something that the Lord just opened up to me back many years ago as a revelation, and I'm talking about probably 25 years ago or better, on the Church of Dry Bones. And let's just begin with a scripture reading in Ephesians chapter 4, and I want to read verses 14 through 16. It says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay on wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying itself in love. How many of you got all that? You understood all that, right? Pull it up in another translation. I can read these things, and I'll write out my own paraphrase so I'll know what I'm reading. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by whatever joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Does that make more sense to you? Good. The body of Christ is made up of born-again believers. I think we have that established, don't we? Okay. There is a true church, which is the body of Christ, but there is also a pseudo-church that has deceived many people into thinking they're the body of Christ. And so when we're talking about the body of Christ, I'm not talking about status quo religion. I'm talking about a body of Christ that's led by the Spirit of God, a body that's attached to the head, Jesus, spiritually, you understand, to where Jesus is doing the thinking for the body, not the body doing the thinking for the head. You with me? And most religious organizations, they're going to tell God what they're going to do. They're acting as counselors to Him. That's not the true body of Christ. So I definitely want to make a distinction in that. We know the church is made up of many members, and this is actually what he's talking about in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and it uses the word joints. Actually, if you look that up in the Greek, it is ligaments is one of the things, but the joints hold, the ligaments hold the joints together. The bottom line is this. Every individual member of the body of Christ is to be supplying, okay, for the welfare of the whole body. And anyone that's holding back is affecting the operation or the function of the entire body. So the church is made up of many members, but yet the members have various functions, okay? So you're not to stereotype gifts. And it's this seems to be a trend, almost a fad, to where people are wanting to be like people. All teachers are supposed to teach the same way, all singers are supposed to sing the same way, all this and all that. And be who God uniquely made you to be. Be liberated. To where you're not comparing yourself to someone else. That's not wise, is what the scriptures teach. because it has a detrimental effect on you. You'll either get an inferiority attitude or superiority attitude. When you start comparing yourself to someone else, if they're great and you hear them, you think, well, I might as well quit. Or if you compare yourself to someone and you think, I'm a lot better than them, then you're in trouble. So let's learn to be modest in our evaluation of ourselves, to where there's always room for improvement. I don't care who you are, what your gifting is. You never arrive. We're always learning more, getting closer to the Lord. Okay? So we're developing and becoming more and more confident in the gift, and as more we use, the more we spend time with the Lord, the more proficient we become with whatever gift it is. It doesn't matter if it's teaching or if it's serving. We become more proficient in the operation of the gift when we learn the mind of the Lord. We'll start doing things the Lord's way. The body of Christ is diversity in unity, which simply means that it's various gifts working in harmony. Unified. And all spiritual gifts operate through the body of Christ. Have you noticed that? Angels aren't operating with their spiritual gifts. It's not coming from another realm. God has chosen in this period of time, in this age, to use the church, which He identifies as the body of Christ, to manifest Himself. So all the gifts operate through the church. And I believe, if I understand it correctly, when you get all the body members together, you have the fullness of the Godhead living mightily, just like Jesus had it in Him when He walked on earth. But it takes putting the entire body of Christ together. And if the body doesn't function, the spiritual gifts don't operate. And that's a problem in the church today, because there's people that are not allowing God to use them the way that He's wanting to use them. You with me? What's God's design for your life? Not what's your design. You came equipped. Personality. Aptitude. Various abilities. All those things were to be used for the Lord. But how many people use that for the Lord? As a matter of fact, I'm seeing such a greed-based society, and it's infiltrated the church to where it's greed-based, that the gifts are actually exploited instead of being used for the Lord. They're using the gift to profit the individual that God gifted. You know, if you pay me enough, I'll come speak for you. If you pay me enough, I'll come sing for you. If you pay me enough, I'll do a seminar for you. That's the mentality. You know what that is? Prostitution. That's exactly what it is. And the church has prostituted itself out. And if you go over into the Revelation, the great whore, as it said, I will promise you that's the religious system. All you have to do is just check it out. It's the religious system. And look at all the merchants going to bed with her. And see, that's what's happening in the church now. I was just talking to someone yesterday. And I'll be very vague with this, but dealing in a certain area. And I said, I'm going to tell you the problem I have with that particular area. It is just like the temple that Jesus went into, and He took the whip. He turned over the tables and He drove them out, because the house of God had become a marketplace. Now you have to understand what they were doing. They were selling sacrifices. All this is under the name of God. All the activity that was going on in that church was under the name of God, but it was bringing money into the church. You understand? It's amazing how much is done in the name of God, but God doesn't get the benefit of it. Somebody else is using His name to get the benefit. That's not what the body of Christ is all about. That's not why God has given you the gifts and abilities that He's given you. This stamp on your head, not for sale. Keep it in front of you to where you give your gift away. You understand? And everybody in the room is a gift. God's wanting to give you to somebody or to many people. It's just like Ephesians 4:11. He says He gave these men to the church. People. God gave the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Those are people. God gave those people. That's the gift. The gift is the person that God had sent into earth with the ability to be whatever each one of those gifts were. You understand? But you could go out and sell your gift. Or you can use the gift for the benefit of the kingdom of God. You with me? And I am so fed up with the prostitution in the church. I mean, it's sickening. And that's what the modern day church is. It's all about. Just, oh well. I'll tell you what, I have to get off of that bandwagon because it can get me, it's righteous indignation. It can get me stirred up. Just like, and I told a person yesterday, I said, I'm about like Jesus. I'm about ready to take the whip and drive some stuff out. All this activity being done under the name of God. I want to say something. I better not. I know we've been recorded, okay? So I'll be nice. Use your gift for God. I just ran across a song here a couple days ago. It's probably been out a long time, but anyway, it's just called The Gift. And I thought, I don't remember hearing that song. And so I pulled it up just to listen to what it said, and it's actually a good, very good song. The lyrics are very good lyrics. But one of the lines says, He had the birthday, and we got the gift. I thought, boy, I like that. And then I've been thinking about that a lot. I've had the birthday, but somebody else is supposed to get the gift. But what happens on birthdays? We're thinking everybody's supposed to bring the gifts to us, but God brought Jesus to the earth and gave Him. You know, He's called the gift. And so are you. But who's benefiting by you? Don't answer. But people should be benefiting from your gift. Amen. I'll amen myself, okay? So, the whole body is fitly joined together, and that's a process that's still going on. The members of the body are coming together in the right place. And what's happened is there's been dislocated members in the body of Christ. They're in places that are actually hurting them. They're in graves. And we'll talk about that here as we go along, but just keep that thought in mind. And every joint, as it says in the King James Version of the Bible, every joint has the responsibility of supplying necessary support so that the body won't be deficient in any area. So if you're not utilizing your gift for God, then it's bringing a deficiency to the body. We've got to get that problem rectified. So I cracked the whip. You understand what I meant with that, right? So, all believers have spiritual gifts. But all believers aren't using their spiritual gifts. So, you are to supply that. Now, let me explain that. I don't mean force feeding and just saying, I'm going to come in here and take over. I'm not talking about that. Your gift makes room for you. You don't make room for your gift. Don't promote yourself. You hear me? Stay out of the marketing. I'll just tell you this, you know, with the church and with the college. Well, the Lord spoke to me about both, you know, at different times about both of them. I consented to do what He told me to do. But I said, I will not advertise. Because I don't see you advertising in the Scriptures. And so I'm going to follow the principle. And you'd be surprised at the phone calls that we get here wanting us to pay for advertisement to put in this or that annual magazine, whatever. And I just tell people we don't advertise. And it gets quiet, and they say, well, how do you get students? I said, well, I just believe the Lord will send to us the students that we're supposed to have. Oh. And that usually shortens the conversation. You understand? It's the same way with the church. We don't market a church. And my prayer from the very beginning is, Lord, you know who's supposed to be here, whether it's the church or whether it's the college. You know who's supposed to be here. And so I'm dependent upon you to place the members in the body. I'm not interested in numbers. Numbers can wear you out with problems. I'm interested in the gifts that God needs in this place to do what God wants it to do. That's what I'm interested in. The gifts operating. And we're in our 18th year. And it's worked beautifully and incredibly because I can't explain how it works. It just works. I can't write a book on it and have a seminar. It's just obey God. Isn't that simple? So with your gift, obey God. Nobody's putting any pressure on you. All I'm saying is, pay attention to how you're equipped and use that equipment for the Lord. Is that fair enough? And you have something to give. All you have to do is give it. And if you're willing, the Lord will give you opportunity. The Lord opens the door. You'd be surprised. They don't do this with me anymore. I guess people have learned me by now. But I used to get all kinds of phone calls, you know, from people, you know, well, I'd like to come to your church and preach. Well, I'm in the area. I'm going to be in that area, and we just want to know if you have an opening on this date. And I said, we don't operate that way. Man, I had one guy that gets so mad at me, he'd slap me if he could have come to see me. I said, you know, and I'm simple. I said, I do my best to follow the will of God, and I pray about who about who speaks. And so I ask the Lord. And then, you know, what I feel in my spirit. If I have what I call a green light, then we go with that. I said, I just don't book because somebody's in the area. It's a business. You understand? It's a business. And God never ordained the church to be a business. If somebody comes in here, they're supposed to have something for the body that will edify the body, that will help the body. It should be coming for the benefit of the people, not coming for the benefit of yourself. You understand? You can't hire me to preach for you. I'm not a prostitute. You with me? Somebody wants you to go speak, and just thank God for the opportunity. What message do you want to deliver? What do you want me to do? And get in your car and drive off. If they do anything for you, fine. If they don't, be happy anyway. It's not about that. It's about obeying God. You understand? Oh, well. The body can only grow as the joints supply. You grow, you produce. So it's important for every joint to be growing spiritually. You with me? Every individual to be growing spiritually. Spiritual growth is not just for the preacher, teacher, whatever. You study the Word of God, I don't care what your position is in the body of Christ. When I was a mechanic, I studied diligently. I needed it. You understand? I needed to know more about God. I needed to know about the will of God. I needed to know how to conduct my life on a regular basis. And you know, there's a devil out there that is in opposition, and you need to know how to be mature enough that he can't bulldoze you down. We're going to learn to face the devil down, not him facing us down, if you know what I mean by that. Every little threat, you don't turn and run, but you stand your ground as a roaring lion. You know, so what can he do? He can threaten you. But he has no authority unless you yield your authority to him. It's a bully mentality. And it's words, words, words. And I'm, you know, the neighborhood I grew up in, you're not going to whip me with your mouth. You know, I mean, they mouth, you know. I'm going to whip you. And I just had this saying, you better pack your lunch, you're going to have an all-day job. It's not going to be with work. And see, we have to have that attitude toward the devil. You understand? I'm not encouraging fighting. I'm encouraging spiritual warfare. But I'm telling you, there has to be a warrior heart on the inside of you to where you don't run. I'm telling you, I was cautious about, you know, being in Vietnam. I want to know who I am with. Don't you hang me out to dry. I want to know you're going to be there with me thick and thin. And I'll never have to turn around and look to see where you are, if you know what I mean by that. And there's some people that I did not want to be around them. I didn't trust them. You understand? I'm the same way in the ministry. There's people I don't trust in the ministry. What if I said there's few that I do trust in the ministry? Isn't that sad? That actually have a heart to the Lord. and not to themselves. In it for the Lord. So what are they doing? They're supplying to the Lord. That joint supplying. And that's what I want to say. I long to see that local church to where the people in that church just love the Lord so much they just want to do for the Lord. You understand? They just want to do for the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what, that'll change a community. Because when you're doing for the Lord, it's going to be outside the church. The biggest majority of it is going to be outside the four walls. You with me? This is a big ministry. And when the Lord spoke this church to me, He said, I do not want another community church. I want a world outreach center. Your vision is the world. If you get focused on a community, all you're going to do is expend all your energies in this little circle and never have an impact in the kingdom of God. You won't impact the world. That doesn't mean you overlook the city. But I believe we can have great influence in the city. But is that all I'm here for, to influence the city? Is that what you're here for, just to influence some little area? See, we put the ceiling on God. God doesn't put the ceiling on us. How far can you go with the Lord? As far as you want to. You understand? As far as you want to. As far as you can believe. And how are you going to get your believing increased? Spending more time with the Lord. Becoming more confident in the Lord. Understanding that the Lord will give you more to do. You know, you fulfill this assignment, He'll give you another assignment. When you see that you do this well, then He can trust you to do something else. But what if you're sloppy with this? Man, if you can't mow my yard right, I'm not going to get you to take care of my house. Okay. So every joint supplies the body with ministry gifts. The ministry gifts are used according to the initiative of each individual member. You give according to your capacity, you give according to your desire. I'm talking about using your gift, your skills, your abilities. I'm not after your money. And neither is God. God's doing all right. I mean, just read about New Jerusalem and then see what you can give to God after that. Now, what God wants is us to yield ourselves to Him to where He can do with this body what He wants to do on earth in that capacity that He's gifted us in. Okay? Do you know the way God teaches is through people? The way God preaches is through people. The way God ministers to the needs of people is through people. And you can go on and on with any aspect of it you want to. You're going to find that we are... Boy, I get ostracized for this. I better watch how I say it. But we are God in action in earth. You follow what I'm saying? Don't go around talking, well, I'm God. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that God manifest through the body. So for God to do something for someone, He needs a member of the body. And so when that member of the body steps out and does something, it's God doing it. Any good thing in you is of God, not you. And that's just the way God ministers. And it can be in any aspect of life. It's not just in what we call the spiritual stuff. The spiritual stuff is any need that needs to be met, that the Lord has put on your heart that you can do it, now do it. You understand? If you know how to get the car cranked, get the car cranked. That's what that person needs, and that's God ministering to that person. If you know how to cook a meal that they don't have, then cook the meal. That's God ministering to that person. And we haven't caught on to this yet. And I try to get people, I try to provoke people. What comes natural to you? What are you good at? Do it. And I'm not talking, don't stick your thumb up, well, I'm good. I'm not talking about pride. What is it that just sort of comes natural to you? You know, some people just enjoy cooking. Some people hate cooking. If you hate it, that's not your gift. But if you enjoy it, then you need to look at that and see how you can use that for the Lord and any other ability that you have. You know, if you can't carry a tune in a bucket, your gift's not singing. That's real simple. But if it just comes natural to you, then use that gift for the Lord and don't see how much money you make with it. You understand? And I really have a problem with Christian music today for that reason. My daughter, you know, she and I wrote several songs together, and we decided we would take her to Nashville and let her record. But I told her, I said, Tammy, your gift's not for sale. And she had been turned off by some professional things. I said, don't follow their footsteps. We're not going out here to cut a CD to make money. What God's given us is to minister to people. And thank God she stayed true to that course. And we don't sell CDs. We give CDs away. You understand? Because I believe that if you'll follow the Spirit of God, you can use that to minister to people. You with me? That's why I said don't be for sale, but supply with whatever abilities God's given you. Thank God there's people that are good at computers that can help people like me who aren't. You understand where I'm coming from? There's so many gifts in the body of Christ, and people don't even recognize they have a gift. Well, I don't see how that's any benefit to the Lord. Well, if you're helping them, you're ministering to the Lord. Remember, when did we feed you? When did we give you to drink? When did we clothe you? When did we visit you? They said, when you do it to these, you do it to me. And so you're actually serving the Lord by doing for other people. And I want the church to get this insight, this revelation, that serving God is not that hard. There's more to it than raising your hands and singing and doing whatever. What are you doing the rest of the time? What do you do outside the church setting? That's serving the Lord. You're quiet. There's a lot to do. That's just like that Father's storehouse. I thank God for those volunteers that go up there and do what they can do. You know what they can do? They can serve people. Do you know what happens when they serve people? They're serving the Lord. Do you understand? You don't have to have some name and then the lights. The way the ministry occurs is without the names and the lights. If God gets the glory, the names and the lights bring the glory to men. So just get delivered from that. Who cares who did it? What matters is it got done. And if nobody says thank you, just know that God has thanked you. That's what motivates me. Do you understand? I am motivated. When I do things, I'm motivated by serving the Lord. It doesn't matter to me what the people say. Did I please God? If I please God, I can whistle while I work. You understand? I can drive away happy. Amen? All right, time's up here. I'm going to have to stop. We'll take a break.